It was a busy weekend for sports. World Cup soccer, the climax of the French Open tennis tournament, the NBA Finals, and perhaps the end of Mike Tyson's boxing career. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Let's start with soccer. The U.S. and South Korea remain tied in their group.
And you were probably one of many Americans up at 2:30 this morning to watch that game. And if the U.S. had won, it would have clinched a spot in the next round, the round of 16. But with the tie, as you say, they and the Koreans remain tied atop the group. The first two of the four teams in each group advance. So now the United States will probably need at least a tie against Poland to clinch a spot in the next round. But at least with their victory last week over Portugal, they put themselves in position A, where they can advance after finishing last in the 32-team field in 1998, and B, where they've created some interest in the World Cup here in the United States, which, as you know, is unusual.
The Los Angeles Lakers could become the first team in the franchise's history to sweep the NBA Finals with a win Wednesday in Game 4. Can they do that?
I would say there's a pretty good chance, Bob. Last night the Nets had a great chance to win. They were up 7 in the fourth quarter, and Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal were just too much for them. 36 for Bryant, 35 for O'Neal, and by the way, 35 for the rest of the Lakers combined. So to call this a two-man team is an understatement, but when they beat the Sacramento Kings 8 days ago in that classic Game 7 of the Western Conference Final, I think most people felt they clinched the NBA title, and based on what we've seen in the first three games of this series, there's no reason to feel differently. They're just much too good for the Nets, just as the West has been much better than the East all year in the NBA.
How about the Williams sisters in the French Open?
Well, they're too good for the East, the West, the North, and the South in women's tennis right now. I remember 4 years ago when Venus made a statement at Wimbledon that, you know, in a year or two, Serena and I will be 1-2 in the world, and everybody laughed. Well, guess what? Nobody's laughing now. Serena beat Venus in the French Open final, but this morning Venus becomes the number one player in the world, which says something about the women's computer. But they are 1-2. They are the dominant forces in women's tennis, and in fact they're the dominant forces in tennis because not that many people care about men's tennis these days unless Andre Agassi or Pete Sampras happen to show up in a final.
What happened to Mike Tyson?
He got beat. He got beat up, would be a better way to put it. At least he got through the fight without biting Lennox Lewis's ear off or getting disqualified or anything like that. Mike Tyson has not been a serious fighter for most of the last 10 years, and it showed on Saturday night. He was beaten by a far superior opponent, and if we're lucky, it's the last we've seen of Mike Tyson in a boxing ring. My guess is he'll show up fighting some guy, you know, who's down in a bar somewhere looking for a fight right now in the next few weeks, and someone will put it on television.
And no Triple Crown winner.
No Triple Crown winner. War Emblem stumbled right out of the gate, very unfortunate, and really had very little chance, and a 70-1 shot wins. But to show you how important the Triple Crown is to horse racing, Bob, the ratings for the Belmont Stakes were up 88% on television over last year. So that's about the only time people care about horse racing.
Obviously, they need a Triple Crown winner.
They do. It's been 24 years since Affirmed won the Triple Crown, and it would certainly help horse racing, just as it would help boxing, to have a really popular champion.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.